Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the aviation industry may have been ground to a halt over the last year on the back of the COVID-19 pandemic, but green shoots may be emerging, and I'm talking about sustainability shoots. Europe's aviation sector on February 11th unveiled its flagship sustainability initiative, Destination 2050, a route to net zero European aviation. Driven by a new independent report, it provides a vision and a path for meaningful CO2 emission reduction efforts in Europe as well as globally. A statement on the ACI's website stated that this follows recent climate commitments announced by the sector last year in the roundtable report on the recovery of European aviation, which called upon institutional stakeholders to join the sector in an EU pact for sustainable aviation by the end of 2021. So what does this mean for jet fuel prices, and what kind of energy mix are we likely to see in the sector? Well, we're joined today by Andre Agapi, and he's a pricing editor for agriculture at SMP Global Platts. Andre, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Happy to be here. As you mentioned, I'm heading the team looking at the pricing for agriculture in the Asia-Pacific region.
Let's start off with what the ACI has announced, because they're not only looking at the aviation industry in Europe, but also globally. And just taking a look at the report, there are a number of ways. In fact, they mentioned four measures to hit that zero CO2 emission by 2050. One of them is by using sustainable aviation fuels. And they say that this could achieve emission reductions of around 34%. And, you know, over the last year, we've seen a lot of shift in conversation towards alternative energies and alternative fuels. On the back of COVID-19, people are looking at longer term issues such as climate change. So what impact has the past year really had on the industry's energy transition?
So as you said, there's a number of things that the industries can do, the aviation industry can do to address the carbon emission or its carbon footprint. Fuels are one of those solutions, because by adding fuel or sustainable fuel into the mix, it's a drop-in solution. So nothing has to change within the aircraft itself. It's kind of quite an easy solution from that standpoint. And airlines can decrease their carbon footprint by a significant amount, up to 80% decrease in their GHG emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, if they start using sustainable aviation.
Let's take a look at the wider energy transition that we're seeing happen within the industry. For example, Southeast Asian governments are pursuing aggressive renewable fuels targets, which are set to intensify in the future. Can embracing advanced biofuels such as HVO and SAF, will that play an important role in helping nations achieve those goals? Maybe you can share a little bit more on that.
Absolutely. So Southeast Asia is not only a big market for fuels, but also a very big producer of renewable fuels feedstock, which is in the future is going to be the bottleneck for producing advanced biofuel. But Malaysia and Indonesia are the world's largest producers and exporters of palm oil. And palm oil and its derivatives, so byproducts or waste products that are resulting from the world consuming palm oil, these can be used to produce advanced biofuels. So for all intents and purposes, if the countries embrace those advanced biofuels, they can be produced in Southeast Asia, and they can be also consumed in Southeast Asia. And that's not even talking about China, who arguably is the largest market that advanced biofuels would make an impact.
What kind of production numbers are we looking at, and what does this mean for the aviation industry, Andre?
So in terms of production numbers, we are looking at HVO production for road transport across Asia to double in the next 5 years.
Wow.
And triple in the next 10 years to exceed about 2.6 million metric tons.
We're speaking with Andre Agapi, pricing editor for agriculture, S&P Global Platts. So let's talk about the dollars and cents argument here. What are we looking at from a pricing perspective? How does this stack up when we're looking at more conventional fuels to these alternative sustainables?
So this is where this is the a painful subject for sustainable alternatives for fuels, because the production of these of renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel is multiple time over the cost of production for diesel and jet kerosene, for example. So for sustainable aviation fuel, we're looking at perhaps around three times more expensive prices. So the most recent valuation that we have of sustainable aviation fuel is around $1,858 per metric ton, where as if we look at the jet kerosene, it's around $67 per barrel. So you can see a huge, huge difference between the two, meaning that these markets cannot exist if they are not mandated. So in order to give the consumers or the airlines a bigger incentive or an incentive short to be consuming those, right? So in the case of the aviation fuel, aviation industry, we have the Eco-Corsia's targets to slash the carbon emissions by 50% by 2030. So that's a very kind of a hard goal that the companies will need to achieve, and that will drive consumption beyond just the economical argument of how much more expensive it is for the individual airlines.
And you know, Andre, the industry has so many issues that it's grappling with at the moment. Are we likely to see any of these plans or goals or targets put on ice as a result?
Indeed. I mean, it's no secret that 2020 and what is likely to be a big chunk of 2021 is going to be quite difficult for the aviation industry. Mm-hmm. However, this also represents an opportunity to sort of hit a reset button and relaunch the industry with new goals in mind, which are more sustainable goals, because we're talking about a relaunch of the aviation industry and the demand for jets coming back to 2015 levels by 2025 in terms of barrels a day. By then, we could see not only a decrease in a comeback of jet kero as potentially within a mix with sustainable aviation fuel.
So let's talk about the alternatives and the different types of fuel. And let's start off with HVO, which is a type of biofuel, isn't it? And HVO production for road transport across Asia, as you mentioned, is forecast to exceed about 1.8 million metric tons by 2025 and 2.6 million by 2030. Do you expect investment to expand in infrastructure? We've seen that in Indonesia, for example, with the launch of two HVO plants. And do you think that this is enough to fuel the region's HVO production going forward to keep up with possible demand from sector targets such as within aviation?
Absolutely. I think both infrastructure and feedstock production will need to keep up with the demand. Mm-hmm. As is often the case with these kind of markets where demand is enforced by regulation, whether from governments or governing bodies, the demand is coming online very fast, whereas the supply is very often gradual, as you mentioned, depending on the investments in the refining capacity, essentially. However, looking forward into 2030, when we will have these hard goals to meet in the aviation industry, the bottleneck most likely will not be the investment in the capacity, but the availability of feedstock that is compliant with various demands on its sustainability.
So what's your outlook for the sector in the year ahead? What are you looking at when it comes to supply, demand, and pricing?
So we are just coming out from a year of incredibly high prices, which was a sustained rally in the palm oil industry, which have largely benefited the exporters out of Indonesia and Malaysia. And that is great to see because it adds to their bottom line, it adds profits, and it creates jobs, which is one of the few sectors I could say that we can say something positive happened in 2020. And we see another rally building up in the 2021. And I would say going forward, long term, as the demand for more sustainable fuels is going to come online, the prices should continue their increase or at least not give up their gains.
Wonderful. Well, Andre, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Andre Agapi, Pricing Editor for Agriculture at S&P Global Platts, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.